We're streaming on live, too, online, kymnradio.net. There you have it. We have a special guest in our studio. We now have Emily Lloyd from Northfield's Pride Committee that is joining us. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in today. You've got some kind of exciting news.
Yeah, we do. First, Pride in the Park, our third annual Pride, is coming up on June 3rd from 12 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And we recently had a fundraiser called Pints for Pride at Imminent. We were hoping to get about $5,000. We ended up with $11,000.
Wow.
So we voted for some of that money to go to something that will be presented at Pride in the Park. And that is a $1,000 scholarship to an LGBTQ plus graduating senior.
All right. That's a nice scholarship. It's a cool thing that you're able to do that. I mean, the response to the committee and the fundraiser was very good.
Yeah, it shows just how much this community loves Pride and loves LGBTQ plus community sorts of events. Pints was sort of an event in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we made that much, we're trying to think, how can we do something really good for LGBTQ folks in this community? And one was just to support and uplift our youth and try to make things a little better for them. The scholarship is flexible, which means it can be used for any post-grad education. So whether that's a trade school or a certificate program or a four-year college, we want adults with LGBTQ graduating seniors in their lives to know that they can nominate these seniors. The seniors don't have to do anything except for agree to be nominated, because we don't want to out anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But they can nominate seniors that they know who are graduating for the scholarship. We're taking applicants up till May 20th. So that's coming up. That's next Saturday.
All right. Now, once again, they do need to be nominated by an adult.
Yes.
in their life.
Yes.
And are there any other parameters? They have to have a certain GPA or certain anything?
There's nothing like that. We just want to support our queer youth. So it doesn't have to have a certain GPA. It's really more of a, why do you think this person, you know, has been an LGBTQ leader in the youth community? And leading can take many forms. Leading can just be a mentor, quiet mentor to someone else, or leading can be, you know, marching in a pride parade or things mm-hmm. like that. So we're being very flexible with that. The form is short. It's a couple paragraphs. No need to enter data like GPA. The one other parameter is that the nominated person must live within 15 miles of Northfield city limits. So we wanted to honor rural folks too. So we put that sort of 15-mile limit around it.
Geographical
parameter. Yeah.
How do they apply for that?
Yeah, absolutely. It is a Google form that's online. If you go to northfieldpride.com, you'll see it right up at the top, and you just go through there. It is okay to nominate more than one person. It is unfortunately not okay to nominate your child.
Okay.
So we're looking for coaches, faith mentors, teachers, that sort of thing, to nominate this person. We really are excited to present with the scholarship.
And that's going to be presented on June the 3rd,
Pride in the Park. On June the 3rd at Pride, yes.
Yeah, let's talk about that event.
Yeah.
Last year, yeah, beautiful weather. Everything was just perfect. It went really well. What do you have in store this year? Can you give us a little preview?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So Pride is rain or shine, no matter what. The first year it was 95 degrees in the shade. Last year we were lucky, it was supposed to rain, but it ended up being a nice cool day. It will still be that 4-hour slot. We have about 55 community organizations, churches, vendors. This is the first year we're having food trucks, so we're acknowledging that we've gotten a little bigger. Some people have been very excited that one of them is a Thai food, because we don't have that in Northfield otherwise. We'll have stage acts. Mrs. Moxie and Miss Lexi D, will be doing an open runway the way they did last year. So everything is family friendly, fairly sensory friendly, and yeah, it'll be it'll be like last year, but bigger.
And coming up a week from tonight is at Imminent Brewing, Rich and Daniel G. Moyer will be doing a special Pride Weekly list, and they have enlisted Mrs. Moxie along with that. So we're looking forward to that. It should be a lot of fun.
Yes, Mrs. Moxie is absolutely fantastic. Her Northfield debut was last year's Pride Weekend. Mm-hmm. She had a show at the Arts Guild on Friday and then presented at Pride. And then things just really took off from there. She did so much to help this fundraiser happen. She was one of the key workers on that fundraiser.
And hats off to Mrs. Moxie.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in here, Emily?
Just the main thing is, please nominate that amazing LGBTQ plus senior in your life at northfieldpride.com. We're really excited about this one, and we want to make sure we get some candidates.
And once we should probably clarify, that's high school senior.
High school senior, yes, of course. Right, especially in this town. Yes, graduating high school senior. Yes, all right, absolutely.
Emily, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we'll talk to you or probably somebody involved with the committee a little closer to Pride. And
I know that the station's going to be broadcasting live from Pride again this year like they did last. So we're really, really excited about that.
Looking forward to it.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us.
Take care.
Emily Lloyd, once again from the Northfield Pride Committee. You're listening to The One, 95.1 FM and AM 1080.